Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Jurors in the Boston Marathon bombing trial are off until Monday. Testimony was called off yesterday because one juror was ill. If the defense persuades the jury to sentence convicted bomber Jahar Sunayev to life in prison, it's considered likely that he would be sent to the ADMAX prison in Florence, Colorado, frequently called Supermax. Raymond Luc Levasseur served 5 years in that prison after being convicted of being part of a bombing conspiracy back in the 1980s. We asked him to describe his initial impressions of the facility.
I would say my first impression was physically like kind of walking into a tomb, because as you approach ADX, you can see the Rocky Mountains. The minute you are in the place, everything disappears. You can't see anything outside, because all you're seeing is walls.
What sort of human contact would you have in the Supermax, either with other inmates or prison staff, or were you able to have visitors when you were there?
Well, when I got there, it was 168 hours in a week, and I was in my cell 157 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only out for about 11 hours a week, and not on a weekend. It's a cell about the size of a, you know, bathroom. You can't see anything but walls. It also prevents you from communicating. The only time I'm coming out is to go to a small, what they call a recreation area, with restraints on and guards who hold on to those restraints and other guards who carry clubs. It's akin to being in the deep end of a dry swimming pool.
What did the experience of being in Supermax do to you? What did it do to your psyche?
Well, you know, it's a constant struggle day to day to keep your humanity from slipping through your fingers. The root cause of the problems I've had, they were rooted in where I spent so much time in solitary and isolation. I'm like somebody coming out of a combat zone when I got out of there. It's like I'm hyper-vigilant, you know, you're paranoid, you withdraw, migraines, nightmares.
You were given a 45-year federal sentence, and you served about half of that before being paroled. So while in Supermax, you knew that there was a chance that you would leave, and ultimately you did leave. Given what you know about life in Supermax, how do you think knowing that you have a life sentence to be served out in that very cell affects an inmate's psychological state?
That's going to weigh a hell of a lot heavier, especially on this young man if he ends up there. To be so young with a non-parolable life sentence, plus this young man is going in there on a charge that's going to weigh on him. That's an extra burden to carry every single day, because every day that you wake up in a prison like ADX, it's like getting slapped in the face.
Raymond Luc Levasseur, thank you for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Raymond Luc Levasseur was incarcerated for bombing conspiracy from 1994 to 1999 at the same Supermax prison where Jahar Tsarnaev could be sent if sentenced to life in prison.